The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
We got our buddy, since we just talked to Bert during the appetizer there, another friend of ours, Josh Wolf. Going to be the funny bone this weekend, starting tomorrow night, right?
Yes. Yeah,
but he's going to phone the program today and be in the studio on Friday, and that's going to be cool. We haven't seen, it's been a while since anybody in the studio, except for all of us, obviously, so... Josh is fully vaccinated. It's the only people allowed in here. And then you still have to pass another, in, like, if we want you in here.
Yeah.
It's not just vaccinations. If we want you in here, let's go with that, too. Because for some people, they understand that we are, the show is in control of the show. All right. Just want to throw that out there. Are you in control of your job? I'm talking to somebody else right now. Okay, then we're in charge of our job.
If you aren't, we got some suggestions for you. We'd like to pass them along.
We'll pass along all the suggestions.
We've got some great ideas for your place of business.
And we know nothing about it either, by the way.
No.
It's only, only thing we really know is radio.
That's not a
it's
requirement.
It's the only gig we really know.
We don't know the ins and outs, but man, have we got some ideas.
We know radio. Hey, the Kraken lost. Damn it. NHL started last night. I couldn't be just more excited.
I missed it.
But the Kraken lost. I see you sent that bat signal out to all of us.
I texted it out.
Yeah.
But I forgot to
check
it out.
You said like the puck was going to drop in 30 minutes. I'm thinking, man.
Yeah,
that was late.
And I went, so am I.
Yeah.
It was like quarter to nine.
It was about a quarter to nine. I said, you kidding me? Staying up with the Kraken.
It was late enough that the first
they were in Vegas too. They weren't all the way out west.
Right.
They're in Vegas.
Yeah, it was late enough. The first thought when I heard my phone was like, "Who the hell's texting at this time of night?" Oh, it's Todd. Oh, well, that I needed to know that.
You did need to know that.
Same time zone.
Speaking of sports, there's the whole Gruden thing is hilarious. I mean, hilarious. He's horrible, and I really still haven't seen anybody. You mentioned we saw one comedian yesterday defend saying, "Oh, aren't these personal?" No, I didn't really dig into any right-wing a-holes, but I didn't really see much defending him.
No.
In fact, none.
I saw...
What'd you see? Anything?
Keyshawn Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Nuclear.
Always been
guy.
A car salesman. You never liked him.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Day one, I hated that guy, basically.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
But somebody... They were being funny because it was a Twitter thing, and they weren't trying to be hammering us like a lot of people do and telling us what to do. He said, it seems like you guys, if you sent out what on an email what you say on the radio, you'd be fired. I said... Yeah, well, we're not sending out emails like, you know, hey, here's my butthole. And just, that's not in an email.
Well, and there's a bit of context when it's floating around in here.
He was, I don't think, he put a smiley face. He was actually being fun. He wasn't being anti-us or all. But, yeah, I'm thinking that was hilarious. I mean, you're right, we wouldn't type any of this out. Because we've heard our show read back to us by lawyers. It's been a while. And it's pretty harsh when it's read back by straight-faced lawyers.
Yeah, in fact, in this moving process,
right.
I got a text from our engineer, Josh, one day, and he found a transcript.
Of that?
Of
calling the chick a ram?
No, it was something.
A different incident?
A different incident.
Okay, I think I know the one you're talking about.
We've had more than one, right? Yeah. What was the other one, you remember?
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay, yeah. You can't bring it up.
Let's not talk about it.
Oh, that one!
Yeah, you'll remember.
Right. Where we all testified.
Of course you remember.
Yeah. That wasn't even all, it was just, oh yeah.
Well, this wasn't lawyers, but it was an
official.
And he's like, what the hell is this, and what does
I would love to read that. I would love to read that.
I had to kind of explain to him what the term meant, and he went, oh. I said, trust me, it was funny when we were talking about it.
Lady from the City, right? That one?
No.
Oh, that was, remember that one? No. Oh, this is another one.
No. I'll tell you off the air.
Yeah, once again, we've had officials read stuff. We've basically been in radio court before, so we know what that's like.
Oh, yeah, he was paging through this transcript.
Oh, I can't wait to
hear
that.
What the hell is this about?
I think I have an idea. I think I got it.
I think you might be on the right track.
All right, well, whatever. We know what it's like to have officials read our show back in transcript form. And, yeah, it comes off pretty harsh.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, here's a guy we should get a hold of.
All right. Oh, yeah, definitely.
The IV hydration guy. Did you catch that email, Puss?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Tim calls from a place called Rally Time IV Hydration.
What a great name for it, man.
I'll give him a little plug here because he describes what they do. Other spas and towns have a variety of IV cocktails geared towards skin or health. I think the skin is BS. Health, like vitamins for immune boosters, is legit, but nothing you couldn't take orally. My cocktail is strictly for hangovers. I'm mobile, so it'll come to your place. Unit geared toward events, weddings, multi-day golf outings, New Year's Eve bash. Anyway, we run up to 4 to 6 at a time. Takes between 20 and 30 minutes. What you get is a liter of electrolyte fluid, lactated ringers.
That just sounds hot right there. I gave her the lactated ringer last night.
Emergency?
Yeah.
Yeah. They always start it out.
I want to know this.
Ringer's lactate.
I'm sorry.
Give them a bag of Ringer's lactate.
You done with the email yet?
No. Okay, there's still plenty more to go. Options depend upon symptoms. If you're vomiting, they throw in a little Zofran.
I usually don't vomit anymore. But
Toradol for banging headaches. Right. Vitamin B12 for energy. Does it work? I say if you have a 10 out of 10 major league hangover, it'll help you get back to sleep. 7 out of 10, it'll take you down to a 3 or 4, tolerable, able to function, maintain. 5 to 10 or less, or 5 out of 10 or less, and we'll get you back to baseline.
Okay, this one I want to know then, because it sounds like an alcoholic saying it, but if it was sort of a situation where you were out with the guys for 2 or 3 nights in a row, like it's a guy weekend, and you're not 20, you can't bounce back. Can you do that and want to party again the next day?
Good question.
That's the only reason I would take that is to be able to go out and do the same thing I did last night 2 nights in a row.
To literally rally,
right? Really rally, because you know, we've all faced that situation, and it's not our age. You could be younger than that, a lot younger than us, and realize you can't do this 3 nights in a row.
Uh-uh.
You know, 2 maybe, but even 2's pushing it because you just feel so bad.
But
I mean, really hardcore drinking.
If he says he can get you back to baseline,
that's what I want.
Yeah. Well, that means you're ready to go again. Well, if I'm back to baseline, I'm probably ready to go again.
Oh yes,
that night.
Yes.
But only if your hangover's a 5 out of 10.
Right.
He said. If you really kicked it the night before,
is it proportionate to what you think is a 10?
Yeah.
Because you know, my 5 is other people's 10s.
Yeah. No,
I guarantee it.
I think this is all a personal scale.
Got it. All right.
Yeah, because there are nights where
the last 10 I had was in Florida. You know, the rum breakfast, obviously.
No.
I couldn't rally that day. I tried a couple Bloody Marys, just couldn't rally. And also in Mexico. They're my last two major hangovers.
You ever get this, though? You'll have...
I mean, major.
4, 5, wake up, and it's like, shouldn't I be hungover?
Yeah, but it hasn't kicked in yet.
No.
You fall back to sleep, you'll feel worse.
No, I feel fine.
Yep.
Like this happened on Saturday. I drank, I thought, to excess, and I woke up on Sunday morning, and I felt fine.
Usually a couple hours later, though, I start feeling pretty crappy. But not, yeah, well, once again, we're pros. I mean, we're pros. I appreciate that. I don't see the guy knocking at my door with the family around and showing up some IV bags. I would take so much crap. Dad's a drunk.
Well, and
my wife would look at me. I'm thinking, oh, man.
Never mind that the hangover IV bag bus would be out in front of your house for all your neighbors to see.
I don't care about my neighbors. They seem okay. They're decent people, and I don't care. Believe me, they'd expect.
Sure.
I'm new to that neighborhood. They'd expect an IV bag out front.
Your middle-class neighborhood, I know you have to keep up appearances.
Yeah, that's me. I like the idea. I've seen stories about that. I've seen TV shows. Plus, I said they did it. They just all showed up at this office and fired everybody back up because they were all hungover from partying, you know, to get them all going again.
And that was the picture that Bert had at Red Rocks.
Right.
It was him and Mark Norman and Dave Williams, Williamson, excuse me.
With IV bags.
And sitting there backstage with IV bags in the morning, getting ready for the next night.
Yeah, we couldn't do it in the week because, you know what, I'd have to get really wasted like a Tuesday night, really wasted, feel like ass, drag myself in to come in here and not want to be here. And if that thing doesn't work, then I'm still sitting there going,
Yeah.
I'm a little hungover sometimes during the week here, but not this kind of hungover.
Well, and if he said it takes 20, 30 minutes to do the IV,
right,
you'd have to hit that thing in about 4:45 so that you're cruising by 5:30.
I would try that sometime. But like I said, I think it's a situation where you've got a big golf outing with a couple guys and you're all partying for 2-3 nights in a row or just a booze in the clubs all night. How much is it, did he say?
He does not give a price, but he left his phone number.
All right. We'll keep
a hold of that. We want to talk to him sometime.
We'll keep a hold of that. That's for damn sure.
We'll keep him on file.
Josh Wolf, Craig Evans, Nick Gallen, the whole gang will be here. All right. What is this, Wednesday?
Middle of the week?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
October 13th. Ooh.
2021 year.
One blah, blah. Yeah, blah, blah, yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.